Pull a bone.
And when you're riding a horse, where do you put your feet?
Where you put your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you have two horses, the one on the left is called what?
You mean in a team?
Uh-huh.
Lead horse? No. Off horse.
Which one is the one on the right?
Off horse and on the right.
And the one on the left?
Lead horse and on the left.
When you're driving horses, what do you hold in your hands?
Lines.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this piece of wood that goes out between the horses and on a wagon? You have horses on either side.
Tongue?
Mm-hmm. Now, on a buggy, these pieces of wood that go up.
Shaves.
Mm-hmm.
That's to a single buggy, and you use a pole for a double team, the buggy.
If you have a single?
Single horse, that's shaved. You put it in between the shaves.
Uh-huh.
But of course, like I say, a double buggy, you have what you call a pole, and just like, or some might call it a tongue, the same thing as a tongue-go wagon, it's
mm-hmm.
just a pole goes between them, and they work on either side of that.
Mm-hmm.
But one works between the shed.
Mm-hmm. Say on a one-horse rig, what is this piece of wood that goes crossways, and the lines go here? What's that called? Horses up here. In front of the one horse rig made out of wood. It's in back of the horse. What's that called?
Single rig.
Uh-huh. If you have a two horse rig, what
well,
is
that'd be a double tree.
And where are the single trees put on the double tree?
On the end of the double tree.
You have a big double tree, and then on each end.
You have a double tree fastened on your pole or tongue in the center, you see, and then your single tree is on the end of that. It's your horses. Two horses, too. Of course, it's just a single, one single tree on the crossbar of your sheds for one horse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were in a rig or a buggy and the horse, the wheel began to squeak, what would you do about it?
Well, I'd grease them.
And how would you do that?
Well, you have to have a wrench to take the tap or nut, whatever you want to call it off, and slip your wheel out and grease and slip it back and put your nut back on.
How often would you have to do that to wheels?
Well, of course, that depends on how much you use your buggy.
Of course. Very good. Okay, how would you describe your hands after you grease the wheel? They'd be what?
Well, usually they're greasy.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's this thing that you use to drive horses? What's that called?
Whip.
Mm-hmm. How about if you want to drive oxen?
Well, you use whip for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, tell me about the fences. Nowadays, what kinds of fences do they have?
Fences.
Mm-hmm. Around here.
Wire.
Mm-hmm.
Woven wire. And of course, some just made out of three or four barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
What's called a barbed wire fence. Usually, they stretch up a woven wire. And then put a barbed wire or two over that, you see.
Mm-hmm. How about in the olden days, what kind of fences did they have?
Rail fences.
Mm-hmm. How were they made?
Well, they were just split timbers, I'll say 10 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you had to lay them crooked, just make them stand up, didn't have any posts in them. You don't see many nowadays.
No, you don't. You see very few.
But you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You crook them.
Mm-hmm. Would there be notches in the end? Or would they just lay them on
just,
top?
They just lay them, just mm-hmm. crossed at the end.
Mm-hmm. How high was that fence usually, those rail fences?
Oh, I'd think 4 to 5 feet high. They was built different, of course, like everything else. Some would just build a